Some of my friends have been asking me, and I'm pretty sure y'all want to know too, when is the best time to invest? And we can't say now, we can't say later, we can't say when it's the dip, but I'm pretty sure you want a more stable answer than just the norm. So I'm going to break it down to you, to what you really need to look for when you invest in your money into a cryptocurrency. And where we're going to start from is understanding what cryptocurrency is. So cryptocurrency, when it first came out, had a perceived value of technically zero because it wasn't able to buy many things, unless, of course, from the black whale, if you know about that. But not many people understood how that worked. So the perceived value of Bitcoin was little. But as Bitcoin got more mainstream, it began to get a lot of value to it, because now you can buy royalties with it. And that's where we're going to at. We're going to the point that you can now buy things with this asset. So that's number one. So initial coin offerings, also something to look into, are ICOs that are pretty much altcoins that start up a little earlier than others that give you possibly a high return. You can lose, but in most cases, the little IPOs normally follow the chain. So all these things, they still go with the whole fact of value investing, which is understanding the perceived value of what you're purchasing. You also have whales, which is large, big name individuals that speak upon this thing or any crypto altcoin and it takes off. You have the government regulating some of these things, showing the perceived value of what you're getting your hands on, and understanding the buying and selling patterns, which is, of course, if it hit the dip, that's a good time to put your money in there. But if you ultimately want to get into it, it doesn't matter if it's hitting a dip. What matters is the perceived value that you believe that it is. Like, if you believe that the price of that item is really low versus the actual value of it, then buy it and sell it later. And if you're unsure of it all, always go back and refer back to that company. Not all cryptocurrencies, not all altcoins, not all decentralized coins have a company that's good. So make sure you're doing, or even as strong as the next, so make sure you're doing the initial research to see how the company is doing. Try to understand the company's owner and who created the coin and see their meaning behind the coin. But it's so many things that you could look into when it comes down to investing. But I would say those are the top ones that I can think of. But you also have to understand trends and bubbles. Just because everybody's jumping into a coin don't mean it's a good idea. But also, you can still ride that trend. Just understand that if it's a trend, then most likely it's a bubble, because bubbles unusually are just multiplying. So that's a bubble. So look out for those. It's okay to be in one, just get out in time. Because when it bursts, a lot of people will be mad. A lot of bubbles happen in history. But yeah, this is a lot. I don't usually talk this long, but once again, hey, thank y'all for joining. This is Currency out.